Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I got ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Family and friends gathered to remember 17-year-old Courtney Jones outside of Sidney Lanier High School last night. Jones was killed in a shooting in the 400 block of Hall Street Sunday night. Right now, no arrests have been made. Major changes are coming to downtown Wetumpka. The city is starting a new street project to improve sidewalks and repave all downtown roadways. City leaders are working to make sure the construction doesn't impact downtown businesses. The project is expected to take 70 working days. And a physics professor at Tuskegee University is suing the school for discrimination. Dr. William Burns has been teaching at Tuskegee University for 43 years. He says he's seen professors with less than half of his experience get paid up to 30% more. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Lawyers for Jeffrey Epstein said they will appeal a judge's decision to deny him bail.
A rare tornado on Cape Cod, dangerous wind ripping the roof off one of the Cape's iconic motels.
ICE agents are under the spotlight after the violent arrest of an undocumented Kansas City man while he sat in his car with his family.
agents smashed his window and dragged him out.
A shocking arrest in the death of 21-year-old student Allie Costell. Her classmate at Ole Miss, 22-year-old Brandon Thiesfeld, now charged with murder.
New ad campaign hitting the airwaves and making its way onto teenagers' phones.
The FDA rolling out the new PSAs this month aimed at getting kids to think twice before trying e-cigarettes.
Boris Johnson, London's outspoken former mayor, has been named UK Prime Minister.
The huge sigh of relief for the heroes of 9/11. The Senate passing legislation to permanently fund care for first responders and survivors.
The hyphen, Webster's Dictionary defines, is a symbol used to divide a compound word or a single word. So it seems to me that when a man calls himself an Afro-American, a Mexican-American, Italian-American, an Irish-American, Jewish-American, what he's saying is, I'm a divided American. Well, we all came from other places, different creeds, different races, to form a nation, to become as one. Yet look at the harm a line has done. A simple little line, and yet as divisive as a line can get. A crooked cross the Nazis flew, and the Russian hammer and sickle, too. Time bombs in the lives of men. But none of these could ever fan the flames of hatred faster than the hyphen. The Russian hammer built a wall that locks men's hearts from freedom's call. Crooked cross flew overhead above 20 million tragic dead. Among them, men from this great nation who died for freedom's preservation. A hyphen is a line that's small. It can be a bridge or be a wall. A bridge can save you lots of time. A wall you always have to climb. The road to liberty lies true. A hyphen's use is up to you. Used as a bridge, it can span all the differences of man. Being free in mind and soul should be our most important goal. If you use the hyphen as a wall, you'll make your life mean and small. An American is a special breed whose people came to her in need. They came to her that they might find a world where they'd have peace of mind, where men are equal and something more. Stand taller than they stood before. So you be wise in your decision, and that little line won't cause division. Let's join hands with one another, for in this land each man's your brother. United we stand, divided we fall. We're Americans, and that says it all.
God bless America. It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. NewsHour 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. Reminder that the prime and premium ribeye steak are on sale at Fresh Market. So you can drop by and go see them. Let's go to my good friend and very patient friend, Old Navy. Old Navy, welcome aboard.
Thank you. I had the ability to watch Mr. Mueller's testimony today.
Yeah? Which one? The morning?
The morning one.
Okay.
He reminded me of the kid who has someone else do his book report. And not only did he not read the book, but he didn't bother to read the book report the other kid wrote for him.
That is a great analogy. That is a great way of looking at it.
It almost looks like he sent the report off for typing, and someone slipped volume 2 in on him.
I think that's a great observation.
He seemed a little bit familiar with volume 1, but he knew it looked like he knew nothing about volume 2.
That's very interesting. I agree with you on that. He is totally lost, and I think the staff took him for a ride. And
yeah,
his chief of staff is sitting next to him, and I notice he's not referring to him as much as he did at the beginning of this morning.
Well, I'll tell you what. Any kind of a good record he may have had. This is stained it for life.
Yep.
What a way to go out.
Yep, I agree with that. I think he got had by his staff.
Yeah, well, that's my input.
Thanks, Old Navy. I appreciate your patience. I think you have a great observation.
Yep.
Before I go to Rodney, Joey, I went to Vintage here and got a blended burger.
Ooh.
Wagyu beef and local mushroom burger.
Ooh.
It was really good. They had fennel onion straw on it, red kale, which both of us like so much, and the sorghum glaze on it. It was really good.
That sounds fantastic.
Now, I got the French fries. Guys, it is outstanding. And a listener sent me a Facebook post on it and told me I need to try it. I normally get the Cowboy Burger or the VY Classic, but this was really good. Let me go to the phones and let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, Joy, how are y'all today?
I am good.
Well, Dan, I think you're spot on there. I think a little bit of time today, being able to listen to Mueller and have some insight as a citizen, I now realize why they picked him. And these guys was very smart to pick Mueller. And it goes to show that their intent was to destroy anyone at all costs to achieve their mission. And I may be wrong on this, but I've seen this before, situations like Mr. Mueller. Mr. Mueller is now suffering from extreme memory loss, and I don't think that he had any much doing with this case. I think he was much more as a head figure, what everyone is saying now. But it's always possible that he's playing Mr. Magoo. But the way he has carried himself today leads me to believe that Mr. Mueller is finding out that there was a lot of things going on being hid from him in this investigation and from his own team.
Let me ask you something. Bill Barr and Robert Mueller are good friends. And do you think that Mueller and Barr may actually meet and talk at some point and him say something like that to him?
Well, be quite honest with you, Dan. I think that Barr's character and the way he's carried himself here lately, I think him and Mueller already had this talk. I think the guys on that team has better go get their attorneys together, and they better get big stacks of money together because not only the lead investigator over the investigation that they was leading, if all of this is true, those guys are in a very bad place today. So I think that Barr already had told Mueller, you know they used you, and we got the evidence to show that. And I think it's all on the table for those guys. They seeing a lot of stuff we're not seeing, we're not hearing. But he's definitely not engaged to this case. There's just no way he can reference anything in the case because he doesn't know.
Yeah, I tell you what, the way Old Navy said it, I thought that was spot on. That it's like somebody did his book report for him, but he forgot to read the book report.
Absolutely. And the Democrats, Dan, the way I absorb this, I absorb it, and I kind of absorb it the way it affects me. And then I draw the conclusion, is this affecting other people the same way as me? Well, the way that it affected me is that I'm really ticked off at the Democrats now. I am so ticked off at the Democrats now, it more than before. So I look forward to Trump's numbers going up in any polls that they run for, you know, our president's popularity. And I would like for to see some polls in the future on Democrats. I'm sure they're sliding downward as we speak. These people are a bunch of just pounding the pavement over nothing, and the American people are fed up. And look, I don't know how much more they think that they can do this, and at what point they think the American voters are going to say, hooray, because it's just not happening, guys. So I don't know. It was just a big waste of time. And I said before, I could care less what this guy said today. I'm interested in seeing the IG and the AG reports come out. And I look forward to seeing the midnight raid start.
You ready for some action to happen, huh?
Well, it's going to happen, Dan. And I'm just trying to pinpoint how far out the election that Trump really wants it to happen. Because I think they got all the golden eggs sitting on the desk. All they got to do is load them into the basket, carry them out to the car, and boom, bam, bing, it's all going to start happening. And I think the case is pretty much well going on, and they're just holding back for the right moment at the right time after they set up all the Democrats with this stupid hearing and the other four horse-faced ladies. They can say enough just to make it even worse on them, because I think Trump's got stuff coming out on them that's going to be they're going to run for the hills when they hit it. There ain't no way they're going to be it. This guy, I mean, if anybody doubts Donald Trump, just stay tuned. Just stay tuned. Because like I told you, this is the roadrunner, and the coyote cannot catch up. And the Democrats are the coyote, of course.
Yeah, somebody just sent me something and said this is the potential political Armageddon here for the Democrats. I'm not sure if I go that far, but that was interesting. Rodney, thank you, my friend. Drive safe on the way home.
All right, man. Y'all keep up a good job over there.
We're going to try. News on 93.1. The Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is a message from the Emergency Stuffed Crust Warning System.
Cheese!
Little Caesar's Extra Most Bestest Pizza now has 3 feet of cheese stuffed in the crust for just $9. I repeat, it has 3 feet of cheese stuffed in the crust.
Cheese!
That concludes the message from the Emergency Stuffed Crust Warning System. Get a large Little Caesars Extra Most Bestest Pepperoni Stuffed Crust Pizza for $9. Top four national pizza chains. Extra Most Bestest Pizza versus large round one-topping pepperoni pizza. Everyday standard menu prices. 3 feet of cheese before cooking at participating locations plus tax.
Pizza, pizza.
My name is Latoy Adams. I served in the Army. Being with Paralyzed Veterans of America, they have showed me so much is possible.
I'm Sean Castle, served in the United States Army. I went from laying in a hospital bed dying to being a professional wheelchair basketball player. And it started with that one moment where there's life. I am unstoppable because Paralyzed Veterans of America is by my side.
We are unstoppable.
Learn more at pva.org.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. On a Wednesday. You just can't stand. Had some really good calls today. You guys, I think, are spot on in the way you're looking at this. Speaking of spot on, let's go to our good friend Delta Hotel. Delta Hotel, Delta Hotel. Come in, Delta Hotel.
Hello, Delta Mike. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing very well. Busy news day, huh?
Yeah, really. We're loaded.
Yeah, I like to just say I agree with your previous two callers there. I guess it was Old Navy who gave the analogy about the book report. I agree with that analogy, and I'll add one to that.
Please.
I've read a good bit of that Mueller report, and it seems disjointed, almost like it was multiple writers. They just kind of merged the writings together.
That's a good point.
So, I mean, not only did he not read the book report, he had multiple people contribute to the book report, and he failed to read all of them. So, yeah, I think that, and of course, Rodney, I think, said something about how both sides, I guess, and well, maybe he did. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I do believe that, you know, when Mueller was first appointed, both sides were just raving over the guy, his integrity, his know-how, his experience, that sort of thing. And after witnessing what I saw this morning, I got to believe that both sides felt like they could sway the guy one way or the other. That's why they were probably rooting for him. So after watching this morning, I had a lot of concerns going into this so-called testimony. I had many more concerns to go even beyond the Mueller report itself. And I think you've been spot on this morning with, you know, those guys just led the old man astray.
I really think so. Now, in watching it, wasn't he kind of disheveled and disjointed?
Wow. He stumbled out of the block.
Yeah, you said that to me.
I intentionally wanted to be there at the very beginning after Nadler and the minority leader made their statements, and I wanted to hear his opening statement and his first question. He stumbled out of the block. And frankly, I feel a little sorry for him, kind of pity for the guy, you know, or showing some pity for the guy, thinking, man, hopefully he's going to recover, because if not, this is going to be an ugly 5.5 hours today. And frankly, I'm not sure if he has recovered. I saw a good bit of this morning, haven't seen any of the afternoon. I think I've seen enough. to know that I have a lot of concerns about this special counsel team. I have no faith. If I had any faith going into it, I have none now.
Yeah, it's they're doing a break right now, and we have Major Garrett and Deborah Norville that are doing a talk about. Major Garrett's kind of putting it out there, saying he's seeing things that don't match up to some of the stuff that's in the report, and he said point blank, and he's not agreeing with the Democrats on their reading of the report. That's not a good sign.
No, and of course, I'm with you. It really depends on how the mainstream news media is going to treat this evening in the days to come. I expect them to kind of take whatever points that the Dems have given them, and I kind of mentioned to you earlier via text, they had a few little visual aids that I think they're going to take that and they're going to run with it. But overall, I have many more concerns about this investigation, more than I had 24 hours ago.
So how do you think the media is going to play this tonight? Do you think they're going to do the pop-up stuff and the graphics that were used?
I think, yeah. If I had to guess, Hakeem Jeffries from New York, he kind of had this, you know, three elements to obstruction, and he kind of asked Mueller some leading questions, and Mueller answered in the affirmative to his question, so he gave it a check mark.
Right, but Mueller corrected him and said, but that doesn't mean that I agree with your assessment.
True, but I don't think the media is going to go that far.
You don't think they're going to play that?
I think they're going to take three check marks. See, there you go. Three elements of obstruction. We got it. Let's go.
Well, if they do that, I'm going to go back and play that story and then play the actual footage of that.
Yeah.
We've got Swalwell up now. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh,
what a squirmy guy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thanks for taking my call, Dan.
Tell your bride, I said, hi, let me ask you a quick question.
Sure.
How were your slab of ribs that you won?
Excuse me?
How were your slab of ribs you won from Fresh Market?
Awesome as always. Of course, I couldn't stop with one. I had to buy the other.
I know. And and Cecil told me, he said, I didn't know that was the winner. And he said, yeah, he came in there with a big old smile on his face and said, I'm the guy.
And Cecil said, man, if anyone deserves a slab, you do.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said, he told me you're one of the most faithful rib buyers that he's got.
Well, it's funny because on Sundays when he has a special, it'd be me and my pastor. We both, you know, right up to service, man. We're hightailing it over to Fresh Market for our ribs.
Well, so you can cook your own, or when you buy them cooked?
Buy them cooked.
Ah, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've got to meet your pastor.
Excuse me?
I have to meet your pastor one day.
Yeah. Oh, awesome guy. Awesome guy. Well, you and I got to get together. We've been talking about that for a long time anyway. So
yep.
Let's do that.
Another night at Vintage Year Hamburger Night.
Sounds good.
Tell your bride I said hi.
All right, will do.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
You too, my friend. Delta Hotel calling in.
Swalwell. Why is it that I've, you know, over at Fresh Market, whenever I look at Swalwell, I think of ghee? Like, seriously, you told the guy that he should wash his face with clarified butter in the morning. Like, he's just so shiny. In a bad, in a gross way.
I couldn't carry on a conversation with Delta Hotel and watch Wawa at the same time. What's basically going down here?
Oh, I'm lost, actually.
Oh, okay.
I'm kind of done with it at this point. I'll get a second wind, but it seems pretty clear to me that this is not working out well for the Democrats, like Chris Wallace said earlier. And I think it's actually a nice little preview for the Inspector General's report and what William Barr's up to. For instance, Mueller has said to Nunes in this afternoon hearing that I'm not going to talk about, say, the Steele dossier or people involved with that. I'm just not going to talk about it. And he said, is that because it's not in the report? And Mueller cut him off and said, no, because it has to do with other proceedings. Well, it sounds like, yeah, Mueller has talked to the DOJ and has been made wise to other investigations.
Of course. News Show 93.1, Dan Mueller Show, we'll be back with more right after this.
The Dan Mueller Show.
Just can't stand the way that I walked out from the wreckage.
biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is taking questions now from members of the House Intelligence Committee after more than 3 hours of testimony for the Judiciary Committee. Texas Democrat Veronica Escobar asked about actions Congress can take if a sitting president can't be indicted.
I think I heard you mention at least one.
Impeachment, correct?
I'm not going to comment.
Okay. That is one of the constitutional processes listed in the report in the footnote in Volume 2.
He denied Republicans' allegations of political bias against the president in his office. Great Britain has a new prime minister with Boris Johnson, formally installed by Queen Elizabeth.
The doubters, the doomsters, the gloomsters, they are going to get it wrong again. The people who bet against Britain are going to lose their shirts because we're going to restore trust in our democracy.
This is Fox News.
Fox Nation is the
Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We are going to enjoy every second of this nice summer break because we know summer heat and humidity will be back before too long. But for today, sunshine, less humid, comfortable, high temperature around 87. Clear skies, cooler tonight. How about mid-60s for an overnight low? Tomorrow, just about perfect, upper 80s again, upper 60s at night. And then on Friday, I think we'll be around 90 degrees. A little more humidity creeps in towards evening. I think we're still dry. But then back to summertime heat and humidity Saturday and Sunday with highs in the lower 90s and those hit-or-miss afternoon storms. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones here, boys and girls. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir.
How are you?
I am doing great.
Good.
Hope you are, too.
Very good.
You know, Bob looked at me this morning. I think that guy popped a cup of Quaaludes and washed him down with a couple shots of bourbon this morning.
Uh-oh.
He was out of sync. Surprised me. I thought the man would do a better job than what he did this morning.
I tell you, honestly, I mean, when I started watching this thing unfold, and I I said it yesterday. I looked at him at that press conference, which I don't think he wrote that press conference statement. I think somebody else did. He didn't seem to own it. He seemed, you know, kind of scattered. But then this morning, and I said yesterday, if that's the Bob Robert Mueller that shows up, he's going to have some problems today. And he has had some problems today.
He did this morning. I'm not watching it this afternoon. I only watched the first until they took the first break this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to 93.1. So
there we go.
You know, that's my standard operating days. So, but what happens now? I don't think the Dems are going to get what they were looking for.
Well,
so what are they going to do next?
Well, here's the way to determine that. Watch how ABC, NBC, and CBS play this, and that's going to tell you what the Dems are going to do. If the ABC, NBC, and CBS say Mueller fell flat on his face and it was a disaster for Dems, I don't think anybody would go that far, but some people may get close. One person may get close to it. If they do that, then the Democrats are stuck. If they say, you know, Mueller agreed with the Democrats a lot and they look like they're giving him a free lane to seek impeachment, then they're going to do that. So watch how the media plays it tonight.
I plan to at I watch the World News at 5:30, I think, on CBS. I don't watch WSFA. So.
Yeah, but I'll be talking about it tomorrow, so if you don't watch it, you'll be able to get it here.
Oh, I know I get it. I get it from you. Yeah. All right, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you for calling. News 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. You know, the Braves were winning 4-1, and the Royals came back and beat them 5-4 in Atlanta.
Mm.
I know. That was a killer.
Was it the relief pitchers that screwed it up?
Yeah, they just had a series of, first of all, Braves could not score. And they would leave men on base, and Freeman, who's their top hitter, and Donaldson just couldn't produce. They normally are very productive in the 7, 8, 9 inning. And then their pitcher came in and shut us down. And then our pitcher, they just beat the crap out of him. I mean, it's like 7 hits during the last 3 innings. Not a good deal. Okay, so let me continue on here with Sarah Carter, Let me continue on here with Sean Hannity and Mark Meadows last night.
Congressman, I start with you. The questions have to be short, concise, and if he doesn't want to answer, it doesn't matter. Tell the American people about Russian interference. There was Russian interference. There was a dirty dossier. There was a premeditated lie on a FISA court 4 separate times to spy on the Trump campaign, transition, and presidency. Tell the American people that Russian story. Mark Meadows, agree, disagree?
I agree with that. There needs to be fewer speeches and more questions, like you said. Make sure that Bob Mueller has to answer those. Even with the reporting that John Solomon just broke here just a few minutes ago on your show, when we look at this, the conclusions that Bob Mueller reached are not supported by the facts. And, you know, it's interesting. Adam Schiff is writing a letter saying he wants to go beyond the scope of what is reported. He really doesn't want that, because the deeper we dive, the more we see that this whole report and its conclusion starts to fall apart.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to East. East, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan Morris, today is a Sweet Creek kind of day.
There you go. You heading down there?
Yeah, well, you know what? If I can get away with it, I will. Look, my wife and I have been having this discussion about my hubcap-sized cookies.
Yeah.
And I promise you that I have seen those old-school hubcaps that go on the trucks, you know, the old Chevys,
yeah.
Fords, and International. I promise you that a cookie would fit just inside of one of those.
I know exactly what you're talking about, the moon ones.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So, Here's the thing, man. Nunez, huh? What about him?
Nunez,
yeah. I'm sorry.
He's doing a good job. The question, and they seem to keep going back to him. I wonder if people are yielding the balance of their time to Nunez, Collins, and there's somebody at Ratliff.
I tell you what, I wouldn't want to get in trouble with him. But look, this this thing is, I know that they're doing a remake of Bill and Ted's Big Adventure, but I wonder if Mr. Mueller is like a remake of Cheech and Chong, you know, that Tommy Chong here, man. He was in bad shape from what I heard.
Yeah, he seemed confused, disheveled, distracted.
Right.
And, you know, it's just like when Old Navy called, it's like somebody wrote, he got somebody to do his book report for him, and he forgot to read the book report. And they're asking, it's like he didn't know. He goes, well, it's in the if you say it's in the report.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, as noted, that's always my favorite go-to line. Well, look, I appreciate you, and I just want to encourage everybody to go to Sweet Creek and just enjoy this blue sky day, baby.
There you go, my friend. You have a great day.
See ya.
News Talk 93.1 FM. Let me continue on with Sean Hannity talking to Sarah Carter and on Spies Like Us.
We're just hearing, by the way, that Mueller's former chief of staff will be sworn in at the Intel hearing tomorrow, not judiciary. Which one is going to be in behind closed doors, Sarah?
He's bringing his staff member because he really has to have a grasp of the questions that are going to be asked of him. Robert Mueller is going to be faced with certainly a lot of questions coming at him in millions of directions. We know that the DOJ has asked that his testimony be limited, Sean, just to the report itself. But think of all the exculpatory information. I mean, this is what Congressman Meadows is talking about. This is what Trey Gowdy was saying to you, what he left out. And one of the most important parts of John's story was Joseph Misfoot. And if he was ordered by the intelligence community, particularly Western intelligence, to arrange a meeting between George Papadopoulos and the Russians, this is going to be very interesting because that would mean he would have to have a predicate, the intelligence community, to do such a thing. Were they targeting George Papadopoulos? Were they targeting the Trump campaign? Why did this happen? And the fact that they went on the record, yes, they were spying.
They were spying. This Misfit thing is going to be interesting. The fact that he said, I can't talk about that because of an ongoing investigation,
right,
that speaks volumes to me. So we'll see what happens here. Okay, so when we say with Sean Hannity talking to Mark Meadows on, he's not going to have any real predictions here, but it is going to be predictable.
Spied on foreign soil. They spied in the FISA warrant that allowed them a backdoor into the Trump campaign and then transition, then presidency. Mark Meadows, what are the five big topics you want Republicans to absolutely hammer Mueller on?
Well, one, why did he not get to the bottom of the dossier that was false, that we know is false, the credibility of
Russian
Christopher
dossier.
Steele? Russian dossier. Why did they not get to the credibility of Christopher Steele? Why did they make connections to Russia when they weren't there? You know, some of the reporting tonight that would indicate that. Then ultimately, who was the one who led this investigation? Was it a trap? Was it something that was set up? We're finding each and every day that this whole collusion narrative that was out there that Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler keep talking about was really not there. And then finally, the spying that actually occurred. Why did Bob Mueller not come clean and show that indeed that there was surveillance that nobody has really talked about that was done inappropriately and without a proper predicate?
And he went through kind of the four pieces of that, in which also Trey Gowdy is going to do in a little bit. And that was a good strategy that they laid out. And I'll tell you, from watching the Republicans, they were very disciplined in the way they were asking the questions and how they were parsing things out. So they weren't just asking the same question on top of each other. And I thought that was very good. Let's see here. Let's try to fit in the Sarah Carter. And it's not about what he's in the report. It's what they didn't look at that's going to be important here.
Sarah, what are your top issues you want covered and asked?
Look, I think one of the most important and the most valuable questions that they need to ask is to focus in on why did they not look at, you know, with Stefan Halper in particular, and even with Joseph Misfoot, was there information that he left out of his report? That particularly with questioning Carter Page, was there exculpatory information that we should have known about? Did they say, as we have heard reported, that they had nothing to do with the Russians, and why did they continue to push for a FISA?
Let's see here. We're not quite. Newstone 93.1 FM, Damar Show on a Wednesday. Don't forget, Fresh Market has got the Prime and Premium ribeye on sale. Take advantage of that, boys and girls. I don't have to say if they have a whole or a half. I may have to have a steak-a-thon at my house. Then we'll be back right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is where we are.
Like an angel and seven evening stars dance through the windows of the universal house, of the universal house.
Representative Heck, what the heck? Democrat from Washington. I'm surprised Mueller's held up this long. I didn't think he was going to make it through the day.
Voice of crystal echo lies humming in your soul.
I think they started at 12. They're at 2 now. They probably have another 30 minutes to go. Let's listen to Troy Gowdy talking about the questions and the strategy for Mueller.
Former congressman, Fox News contributor, a guy who never lost a case as a prosecutor. You know, Trey, I actually thought of doing it for the whole hour because I have that many questions, but I'm trying to give a flavor. You got 5 minutes. You better get yes or no questions in and lay out the facts for the broader audience, in my opinion.
Yeah, and you need to have started 2 weeks ago, and you need to have an objective. You need to have a purpose. 5 minutes goes by quickly. You're not going to be able to cover all those five tranches you and I talked about last time I was on your show, but just keep in mind, Mueller found some things, you can go there. He didn't find some things, you can go there. He didn't bother to look for certain things, you can go there. And then you have the issue of the bias within the investigation. And then you have another category, legal issues. It's interesting to me whether or not you can even obstruct an unpredicated investigation. You can certainly resist an unlawful arrest. So if the investigation was unpredicated, then can you actually even obstruct something that never should have begun? So those are five tranches, but you got to be prepared, and I'm sure both sides will be for tomorrow.
Now, he just said a very important factor, and that is you can basically resist in a false arrest. And so, therefore, can you resist in a false investigation and a predicate? And I think that's exactly where Team Trump is going to go with this. Exactly. They're going to say, you can't obstruct when what somebody is doing is wrong. And that's what they're going to prove with the Durham and the IG report, that it began with a false premise. And so, therefore, you can't obstruct. So the whole concept of obstruction goes out the window. And I think some Democrats are going to have a hard time, you know, accepting that, but they're really going to have a hard time even getting the vote, because then if they vote on that, it is completely political. It's going to be seen as that, and then they will be the loser. If they lay out the narrative that the beginning of this thing was false, Comey was in on this, Strzok was in on this, Page was in on this, McCabe was in on this, everybody was in on this, and it was a top-bottom plan. And the Democrats are kind of going, oh, they got this conspiracy concept that's there, that there's no basis to it. Well, when they come up with information, and they're going to ignore what the Durham and IG come up with, I think they'll do it at a great political expense. But that's where they're going with this, I promise you. That's what they're going to lay out the predicate. They're going to say it's a witch hunt because it had a beginning that was false, and they did it for political reasons, and you're just carrying on that narrative, and Dems are still trying to do it. Well, they're going to go, let's vote. They're going to vote on it, and that's going to be it. And they're going to come down, and they're going to look really, really bad when they do that. So Trey Gowdy, I want to ask the origins of the investigation from June of 2016.
Let me ask you, if you have 5 minutes, is it better to ask the shorter questions and get the facts out? Because I believe there's an entire audience that doesn't know Hillary paid for Russian lies that were used to spy on an American citizen, commit fraud against the FISA court because it was predicated on unverified material that people like James Comey swore was verified. How does he not investigate that, but he had time for taxi medallions and FARA violations?
Well, he's not going to help you much. He doesn't want to be there. He made that very clear in his press conference. He doesn't even want to testify. He's not going to deviate from the report for two reasons, quite frankly. Number one, prosecutors are not supposed to deviate from their charging decision or non-charging, but here's the real reason. Let's assume he does say something new or different tomorrow. Your follow-up question is going to blame Rod Rosenstein. He's going to say, look, you can call the guy that hired me and the guy that set my jurisdiction, but I would spend almost all of my time asking him about things he did not bother to look for, such as the origin of this investigation in June of 2016.
And that's where, I tell you, when all this kind of comes out, they're doing Michael Flynn now. And another great point that they made is that you went in and talked to Misfed, and you said in your report he lied to you. But you go in and prosecute Michael Flynn. You prosecute Paul Manafort, but you didn't prosecute person XYZ. Why? And they said, well, there's an investigation going on now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part that doesn't look fair about this whole thing. And I think the Democrats have gone, they think they've overreached, they've tried to hang way too much on this thing, and it just isn't working for them. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show. We're going to be back at a top hour break. Reminder, Fresh Market, $50 gift card for first-time callers, but they've got the premium and prime ribeye steak on sale. Then any caller can get in on the Fresh Market gift baskets. What's in that $60 gift basket? Well, goodies you put in there from the Sweet Creek Farm Market. Go by and see them. See Karen Ingram and Reed Ingram. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. We'll be back with the final hour right after this.
Universal house, of her universal house.
home from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Del Walters. Testimony of Special Counsel Robert Mueller continues, now before the House Intel Committee, began with pushback against charges by the president that his unit was involved in a witch hunt.
And when Donald Trump called your investigation a witch hunt, that was also false, was it not?
I'd like to think so, yes.
Well, your investigation is not a witch hunt, is it?
It is not a witch hunt.
Exchange between Committee Chair Adam Schiff and Robert Mueller. Democrats pushing to prove a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia. Republicans trying to raise questions about the origins of the Russia probe itself. One light moment, Democratic Representative Sylvia Garcia asked if she would go to jail for making false statements.
What if I had made a false statement to an investigator on your team? Could I go to jail for up to 5 years?
Yes.
Yes.
Although there's... It's Congress, so.
The White House calling Mueller's testimony an epic embarrassment for the Democrats. This is Fox News.
Fox Nation is
Rich Thomas.